Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more
Moto
details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
On September 8th of 25, a 15-year-old girl, Celeste Rivas Hernandez, was found wrapped in plastic in the trunk of a Tesla registered to music artist David. Or if you've been watching any of this going, what's a D4VD? Is that a new platform to watch the movies on? No, it's that guy. She'd been missing since April of 2024. We don't even know if she saw her 15th birthday, but... her body remains, at least, had been on the planet for 15 years. And as far as when she died, that's still up in the air. The car had been abandoned in Hollywood, towed September 6th. They only discovered the body in the trunk because it smelled. No charges as of this moment. No cause of death as of this moment. So many questions that come up when you find a body in the back of a car that belongs to a pseudo celebrity. To investigators, it's a delicate crime scene, heavy on public pressure, light on hard answers. Jennifer Coffendaff, a retired FBI special agent, joining me to discuss this. I know you've been watching it as well. When you see a case like this explode, especially on social media, you got the celebrity car, child's body, no charges. What's your first in priority as an investigator when trying to understand this case?
Well, I'll tell you, Tony, as an investigator, when something like this blows up in social media, mainstream media, there is more pressure. That's just the facts. You want to have your best lead homicide detective on this with a big support staff, because every move is going to be critically looked at after charges are filed. And I do think charges will be filed against someone in this case. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the evidence right now is pointing to the connection with David, if you will.
Yeah. And that's it's there's so many things and so many caveats to this case. And we'll get into it. The Tesla abandoned in the Hollywood Hills, reported sitting there for days, some even saying longer than that, possibly weeks, registered to David. But it is unknown who last had possession of it. So what do you think is going on in the background right now in terms of the investigation to play this back and peel the layers of this onion back? I imagine they want to figure out, number one, who was driving that car when it was parked there? Would that be question number one to start working backwards on?
Yeah, I mean, number one, first of all, I think law enforcement is well down the road in this investigation. They already have at least somewhat of a timeline. When you build a timeline, you're always going to start with your last known event and typically go backwards. The issue with this is, as you said, Tony, since April of last year, 2024, that's when she went missing. So there's this huge breadth of time that is going to be difficult to film or to, sorry, be difficult to fill in. Why? Because she didn't want to be found. She didn't want her whereabouts known. And it would seem David Burke, David, didn't want anyone to know either.
It's not David. Is it David Burke? Is David Burke his name? Yeah, you're right. It is. Isn't there another David Burke killer along? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of hitting me.
Oh, you're thinking of Berkowitz.
Yeah, Berkowitz is what I'm, David Berkowitz. Okay, that's why I'm like, this sounds familiar. That doesn't look like David Berkowitz. Yeah, that's what's running through my mind. Let's talk about her whereabouts a little bit before we get more into the car. What do we know about this young girl? I know that we've heard the mother say that she went missing more than a year ago. There's rumors that she had said that she knew she was dating someone named David. She seems, I don't know, very, very unaware of her 14-year-old daughter's what's going on in her life as a mother, to be blunt about it. But who knows? I mean, runaways happen. There are times where it's difficult to parent a child and the kid takes off and you are none the wiser if they get mixed up with the wrong sorts of people. But what do we know? I don't want to cast too much judgment on mom or anything here right off the get-go.
Well, Tony, first of all, she disappeared at the age of only 13.
Yeah.
She had a seventh grader. When mm-hmm. I think of it in terms of schooling and just barely beyond grade school, it's just she's such a child.
Yeah.
And not only did she go missing once, it seems she was returned to the family and then went missing again. Mm-hmm. So this was somebody that I do believe was a runaway, if you will. Why mm-hmm. was she running away? I think a lot of times nobody really looks into that question closely.
Mm-hmm.
But again, not to cast aspersions against the family, but definitely a multi-time runaway.
Yeah, I you don't want to cast aspersions against the family, but you always have to go, what is the reason? People don't just run away for no reason. I would say there's probably some sort of motive there. It doesn't look the greatest when you have the aunt putting up a GoFundMe right away and seemingly sucking in the celebrity of what she's saying. Thank you to my new followers. I dug in a little bit to the Discord on this, into the Reddits, and it's weird. The whole thing feels weird, from the family to what's going on here with David. I don't know what the hell's going on, and that's what I think makes this very, very mysterious. So she runs away. 13 is when this happens. Seventh grader, that's shocking. And for all this time, we don't know where she is, but now we're starting to hear evidence, or at least rumors out there on the internet, and even some evidence. There's been some video that has been posted that purports to show her at some of the David events. What is that? What does that mean for the David crew? Let's take murder out of the equation for a moment. That if they were traveling around with this underage girl as basically kind of a groupie to a certain extent for a good chunk of time, if indeed that's what was happening.
Well, I'd like to start off with a video that I believe to be true. And mm-hmm. that is the video of the teacher that taught Celeste that has proof on his cell phone mm-hmm. That she was in the classroom. He took a video of her. And David shows up to pick her up, apparently, and was in the classroom. Mm-hmm. That seems to be likely to be actually evidence that can be used, at least in terms of a timeline, mm-hmm. When they would have had intersection together. Mm-hmm. As far as the very recent, meaning within the last day or so, footage that was put out from TMZ mm-hmm. or at this concert, they have since debunked themselves, if you will.
Yeah.
Again, they said this was possible. All of us are couching this because when I look at these videos, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, it very much resembles her. I mean,
yeah.
skin tone, the way she dressed, even the black tube top that she was described as being found in the trunk and then mm-hmm. having a black tube top on purportedly at this concert. But since then, TMZ has said, listen, their sources are saying now this was not her. So, you know, right now, social media is running amok.
Yeah.
I've recently posted another video of them at a kitchen table where they were streamed and where she kind of quietly says, listen, you better erase this. I think that's her.
Yeah.
It could be argued. Law enforcement will figure it out. But I think there is some legitimate footage that could be her visually linking her to him, but it's not that concert video, apparently.
And linking her to him doesn't necessarily mean murder either. And linking her to him also doesn't necessarily mean that he knew her age either. I mean, if you looked at an image of the young lady, You could guess anything. I mean, just you could guess 14, you could guess 20. It's really hard to know if you were just looking at her visually. So there's a lot of questions there of a lot to be answered of, you know, what did he know? When did he know it? What sort of involvement is there? And there's so many weird damning things in this. We also have heard about the tattoo, the matching tattoo, which is cryptic, but it seems most of David's art is rather cryptic as well. It just makes it more crypt keeper-ish when you have a body in the back of the truck.
Well, I have to say this, Tony. Whenever you have a body in the back of somebody's vehicle, mm-hmm. there is a very solid link. Now, I agree with you. That doesn't mean he was necessarily driving it. But if you own a Tesla, and Teslas are very expensive, and this isn't just, you know, your old VW that you lent out, it would make sense that he would know who was using his Tesla, whether he used his Tesla. You know, like I said, I think there's a very strong connection. But you add to it the fact that law enforcement put together a probable cause affidavit very recently, I believe it was last Wednesday, that allowed them to search the premises that he was linked to mm-hmm. through his manager. I mean, Tony, this tells me law enforcement is hot on his trail or hot on the trail of somebody that was living there. Mm-hmm. And it's connected to Celeste's murder.
I would, you know, you were saying, you know, someone knew who was driving it. I'm going to guess the Tesla knows who was driving the Tesla. Mm-hmm. When you're considering it's a Tesla and the technology in a vehicle like that. You know, we've seen so many cases in the last couple of years where we see the technology in these vehicles, not even necessarily a Tesla. We were talking about Karen Reed's Escalade, all these different cases where the computers in the car, what it can register, what it can tell, is stunning. Tesla's even more so. I'm going to guess the digital information in that car, probably going to tell a lot, but you're also talking a mobile crime scene here too with the body in the trunk, your hands on a steering wheel, unless you're wearing gloves. I'm just guessing DNA in general is going to be all over that vehicle, and it's not really going to have a way to not get it in there unless you're driving the damn thing with a hazmat suit.
No, you're right. The Teslas, listen, they are literally computers on wheels. They report everything, who goes in, who goes out, when you open up your canister, where you go, all the navigation. They have up to 9 cameras on there. I have one. I can tell you they are unbelievable. But you can also disable a lot of these features, including the safety feature. And you can just knock it all down. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's recorded when you do shut off your safety features. Whoever was responsible for this, did they know to do that?
Yeah.
You know, if they owned it, did they even know? I mean, a Tesla, you know, the book, it's like an encyclopedia to read mm-hmm. through all their features, right? So what did they know? What did they didn't know, did not know? This is the thing, Tony. I believe that if they had this beautiful layout of who was in that vehicle, who opened the frunk, remember it was the front trunk mm-hmm. where it was found, if they had all of that, I would believe we would have charges right now, unless they were, you know, in black and were hired, or yeah. David did it and was all in black and they couldn't discern anything. So I just am not as positive that Tesla's going to give investigators what they want to find, possibly, since it's taking a bit of time.
That is a weird, I mean, I am kind of surprised that we don't have any sort of charges yet, but who will probably find out the reason for that at some point. The fact that this thing was abandoned, what the hell do you think was going on? This is not a way to hide a body. So if somebody is legitimately killed, murdered, or died of whatever reason it may be, it looks like they were trying to conceal the body and they left it parked there for long enough that it ended up getting towed, to which then they found this. Is this a misstep by whoever did this, do you think, that, oh, we'll leave it here and we're going to come get it next week or 2 weeks, or nobody's going to tow this thing? Or was it put there with the intent that, well, somebody will tow it away? Was somebody that stupid thinking that nobody's ever going to find a body in this car if it gets towed?
Well, what this tells me as an investigator right off is you are not dealing with some mafioso hitman.
Yeah.
You're not dealing with somebody who is a career criminal who's been down the road before, been to a rodeo like this. You're dealing with somebody who likely acted in some sort of heat of passion and took these steps to quasi-conceal what they had done, which mm-hmm. meant dismember the body. And I believe it's dismembered now. To categorize how we know this, all the local media has said it's been dismembered.
God.
Looked back, where are we getting this? Because we don't have the autopsy. That's where the source of all of this is. But why be dismembered? In fact, I found an article that specifically stated, and this was so early on, Tony, I was following this the day after the person was found before we ever knew the name Celeste, only because I found it interesting as somebody who is very interested in missing people. Missing people are often found in abandoned cars, believe it or not. So I was thinking, wow, I bet this is one of our missing. And then it ended up being one of our missing. So I had never even heard of this David Burke character before this.
Yeah.
So no idea really of how it would sort of spin a bit. But that's the number one thing you look at is crime of passion, panicked, tried to dispose of them, likely cut them up because they would not otherwise fit in the bag in the frunk. Most people think you dismember people out of anger or hatred or, you know, wanting to make them look horrible. That's not why it's done. Typically, it's really, and it sounds terrible, to be pragmatic.
Yeah.
You know, they need to get the body hidden. That's how they did it. So just poor work by somebody who isn't a career murderer.
You don't have to be a career murderer, though, to know that you leave a body in a car registered to whoever it's registered to. They're probably going to come look at whoever the car's registered to. And that's what makes it troubling, because there seems to, this couldn't look be more easy, quote unquote, if you scripted it. Because for the love of God, the guy, this is from the music video. This picture is not AI, this picture over here. This is him. This is one of the shots from the music video where he's putting a body in a trunk. It's about murder. And it's all playing together. Like, what are the odds? You have a music video where you're putting a body in a trunk, and now there's a body in your trunk in the abandoned car that's left out on the road. It could be a huge setup, though, too, that one could look at and go, maybe there's someone in the David camp that is jealous, really wants to frame him, make him look horrible. And gosh, wouldn't this look like a life imitating art to the nth degree when there actually is a body found in his trunk?
Yeah, and they also tattooed "shh" on his fingers,
yeah,
and "shh" on her fingers, and made him dress in, you know, Hello Kitty garb and, you know, have a Hello Kitty key ring. And write a song with Celeste in it, and then write romantic homicide, his other song. No. Occam's razor. Who does this point to? Who would have motive? You can't rule out anyone until you start ruling out. But the pointer, the first person that they need to either clear or not clear, was David Burke.
Is there something, is he that, I mean... All of his art is very macabre. And look, there's plenty of people who do macabre art that aren't murderers. It's very dark. It all seems to be like it would fit in to exactly what's going on here, that there's a body and it's about this woman child. I don't want to say woman, it's a child. That seems to be connected to him. Is he that stupid? I mean, there are, we've obviously deal with morons all the time in this world, but I'm wondering, is he that dumb that he would be connected to it in this way? He's literally like, if it's him, he created a trail that leads directly to him with video.
Right. He's throwing breadcrumbs out there.
Yeah. It's not even breadcrumbs. It's billboards. Really? Right. I mean, it's like, look.
Yeah. Look over here. You know what? If there's anything we know in the true crime community, and that you well know, the reason they're successful is because criminals are stupid and do dumb things. It's not because of the, you know, overwhelming brain power of our law enforcement, not to be mean. I'm just saying that they leave clues. They make these incredible mistakes, especially people who haven't committed these types of crimes before. So just put yourself in his shoes, Tony. Now you've, I mean, not that you would ever do this, but you've committed this murder. You don't know how to hide the body. Nobody knows about it, say. You chop it up, you put it in a plastic bag, you put it in your car trunk, and then you say, well, I'm just going to abandon it over here because who knows when it will be found, when it will be towed. That gives me a little time to distance myself from this and do some concerts, and hopefully nobody will link me up to it. That's what how these people think. When you interview them, Tony, they literally think that they're going to get away with it. They think it's going to work in their favor. And again, David hasn't been charged.
Yeah.
He's been charged. So he hasn't, he's not even been listed as a person of suspicion. But I tell you, from a law enforcement lens, when they serve that search warrant at his house, he's a person of suspicion.
Why would they not name him as a person of suspicion publicly?
Well, I love how they're going about this. This is the old FBI, not the current Cash Patel FBI.
Thank God.
The FBI of now is, it's just much different. You know, they're promoting transparency. They're promoting, we're going to let everybody know everything. And I will say in the Charlie Cook Kirk shooting, I mean, they just spelled it all out very, very early in the ICE shooting from yesterday. I mean, they're, Cash Patel is posting evidence of the of ammunition with this writing on them straight away within hours.
Yeah, it screams inexperience, but go on.
It's just not the FBI I grew up
no.
with, where we kept everything close to the vest. And to my point here is that's what LAPD is doing. Everything is close to the vest. They are going down, they're doing their business, and they don't want public opinion and this tried in the public.
Sure.
They're doing it right, in my opinion. And then you know what's going to happen? They're going to have charges. They're going to have their ducks in a row. And then people can discuss it.
That's what I'm feeling on this. And thankfully, you want to have your ducks in a row. I'm sure they have an eye on him. I'm sure he's not going to be fleeing anywhere. If he does, hopefully they have an eye on him. Hopefully the new FBI has an eye on him. Maybe Cash has one eye on him. I don't know. But it's not just about her death. What we're talking about here is a huge span of time. So this digital footprint that they're going to be looking back on this guy, and obviously he's 20, he's all over social media, he's on Discord, he's on everything. It's been revealed on some of these, I believe it's the Reddit or something, he was running his own Reddit, and now a lot of people are looking back going, seems a lot of these posts are being deleted that seem to have something to do with this girl. And there's a lot of suspicion there of evidence attempting to be wiped as well that might have been out there in the public that may show some sort of connection. There's going to be a lot that is going to reveal something. I guess what that something is what we have yet to find out.
Well, Tony, that's the reason this is taking so long. His social media footprint is more like a, you know, like two double footprints, you know, a body print. Because per David, and I actually just watched a video about him talking about his whole world is the internet. His world is social media, his friends, his connect. That is his circle, interestingly enough, him talking about that. So imagine the footprint this is going to have for investigators, it is going to be overwhelming for them to look back. And I know exactly what you're talking about. There was, you know, supposedly again that it's David, it's been taken down, and supposedly, you know, reference to a pregnancy. Expecting, but now it's down. Was that even him? Is this Papa Roger? You know, who is this?
Tell Cash to look for Papa on the other eye.
On the other side.
One's there. Yep. There's a lot to try and unpack as to who this is, or what is the hell is going on here. You know, like in the Koberger case, we looked at that and we're still like, why did you do this? Like, what is going on? I mean, it looks, if we were to analyze Koberger, you go, maybe he was so into this idea that he wanted to try and experience this for himself in some sort of sick, weird way. Again, David has not been charged with anything as of this recording. He is innocent until proven guilty, not even charged. The macabreness of the art, everything that he was into, it's a weird thing to think of, but, you know, is this something that he thought, or as an artist, like, let's go experience this, and then I can be a better artist, because then I can, my art can really reflect the reality of this. I'm not just, you know, giving it an interpretation through music.
Right. In other words, was this all premeditated in
yeah.
a weird, you know, insane way, this murderous plot? I really believe from the evidence we have, and that is this dismembered body in a trunk of a, she would have died at 14-year-old girl, that this was something that wasn't necessarily planned, that this was passion, that this was a horrible act that then tried to be covered up, as opposed to this plan that was thought out and well put together. It doesn't strike me as that from the evidence we know.
She was 15, you know, genetically 15 in terms of her age when they found her, going missing at 13. If we were to look back on a relationship here or something, it could possibly put David as a minor when he was in a relationship with her. It also might not. It might also put him at 20 or 18 or whatever. There's that aspect of it as well, where you have an adult and a minor going on here. Obviously, that's not very good, and it could scream to some motive as well, especially if, again, pure speculation of if there was a pregnancy or something, or just, I don't know, somebody pointing this out in the public, like, oh, you're dating a minor in your 20, that might cause some issues, and it might, you know, be reason to, if you have, for someone to go away.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because the only evidence that law enforcement is going to be able to have to figure out whether he was preying on a minor, and in other words, having sexual experiences with somebody below age, which is quite illegal.
Yes.
They're only going to be able to prove that if A, they wrote about it with one another. So mm-hmm. I see in text messaging them describing sexual scenes to one another. If there's video of what they were yeah. doing. But other than that, you can't just say, well, they were sitting at a kitchen table and they have shush tattoos and he loves Hello Kitty and she loves Hello Kitty. You can't say that that means that they were having sex with one another. Mm-hmm. Now, law enforcement, believe me, is going to be looking for any and all videos, photos, communications. And remember, he's had a long time, if he is responsible, to cover this up. Found on the 8th. It was towed, I believe, Tony, on the 3rd. Mm-hmm. My best information I could find was on the streets at least 5 days. At least yeah. 5 days. But I, like you, had read something that it was 3 weeks. But now, you know, I don't know. There's no good information out there from law enforcement.
I would imagine that Tesla will answer that question. I don't think there's a way to completely disable everything in a Tesla when it comes to some basic information like that.
Agreed. We're going to know that when it stopped, when it started, the navigation. Mm-hmm. I think
where it was. Yeah.
Yes. I think that will be the only thing I don't know if they disabled was the security system, which are all those wonderful cameras that show everybody going in.
Sure.
That, you know, you touch the car and your phone lights up and goes, Jen, somebody just touched your Tesla.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That, you know, oh yeah, yeah. Everything is communicated through your phone. Everything's controlled through your phone. So it's, you know, it's great technology and hopefully it solves the riddle.
Well, it's going to tell us where it was. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, the fact that we may not have the camera aspect of it, but so many other aspects that otherwise wouldn't have existed, had it been a few years ago, really, or any other vehicle for that matter. When you have a body that is, if it's true, if she was dismembered, how difficult does that make it for the medical examiner to determine cause of death? And then how does that play into charges or the investigation?
Well, you know, it's been an interesting question. Was she really dismembered, or is she sitting in that trunk for so long that she's so decomposed that different limbs
have... Yeah.
And that they would easily be able to tell if she was dismembered. Why? because you have to use tools to dismember somebody. So you're going to have saw marks or cut marks or marks from tools. So they're going to be able to determine that. Mm-hmm. As far as determining the cause of death, they're also going to be able to determine that, I believe. Toxicity, you know, what toxins were inside of her. That's something I'm really curious about. In other words, this could be anything from also an accidental overdose. I mean, there's so many possibilities here. We don't know what their drug usage was, if they had any drug usage. We don't know that at this point. But tox, I think, is going to be important. And Tony, to answer your question in short, I think they will be able to determine a general cause, you know, whether it was strangulation. We know there was skin because her shush tattoo, that's how she was identified.
Yeah. So that was there at the very least. I mean, that I would have, I don't know. I've never, I don't know, do any of that. So I have no idea. But I mean, that, does that make it more difficult to identify if there was something like strangulation? I would imagine toxicology would depend on just how long the body's been there and what's still in existence. That which I would think maybe you could tell more about drug use, overdoses, things of that nature. But when you chop up the body, does that also kind of hinder that to a certain extent as compared if you had a whole body?
Well, no, you have hair.
Yeah.
Toxins are secreted in the hair. You have tissue. Assuming there was tissue there, and I'm only judging that from the fact that we know there was a shush tattoo.
Yeah.
So had some skin. We know that, you know, they're able to do so much with bones and with organs, if there were any. They're going to be able to tell a lot. If there was a kidney and a liver, they're going to be able to tell toxicity. And they're also, we don't know... You know, we don't know what stage of decomposition, but I tell you what, a few days in a trunk in a hot environment like Los Angeles in a plastic bag that's going to keep moisture in and cause even more excessive decomposition, it's going to be tough. And that's another reason why this is taking a long time. I mean, I always tell everybody, this is a short time in a homicide investigation right
now. It is. It really is. I mean, you're exactly right. And everybody's just, you know, salivating for the charges against somebody, but you certainly want to do it right. Would you imagine that David's been questioned by now?
He's absolutely been questioned. In fact, it came out in a local release that he was cooperating.
Okay.
What does that mean? I would think he has an attorney. I mean, he is somewhat of a celebrity. I find it very interesting that he canceled his entire European tour. Can he even travel outside?
Yeah.
United States. But then again, he canceled his national tour too, which also tells me a lot. I mean, you have both of his big name brands that have said, canceled, we're done. And that also tells me a lot. I don't think it's just based on the investigation. I think it's also based on, you know, rumors and what they're hearing. You know, we always say in the FBI, you ask about any rumors that are heard because there's always a little bit of truth to those.
Yeah. I mean, if you're willingly and you are the one that are choosing to cancel your tours and things of that nature, that tells me that, you know, you might be in for a long road somewhere that you can't exactly be on the road for because you're going to be needed over here or you may be detained over here. Unless you're R. Kelly, you just keep touring until they arrest you. That's a whole different story. But maybe David is thinking it differently. But that's you made a good point earlier. We don't know if this was murder. It could have been somebody freaking out after some sort of overdose or accident. What do I do? And you're 20 and you're, you know, very limited problem solving skills. Maybe this is what happens. And it certainly looks horrible and is horrible, but maybe it's not homicide. We don't know the answer to that.
Well, I will say, Tony, again, from all the reports we've seen, they did rule it a homicide. In fact, I believe I just read this morning the Emmy's very limited post that it's a homicide. So we do know it's the infliction of death on one human to another. But again, that can also mean, look at the three Kansas City guys who died. They're, you know, they just got charged. Remember that case? The three guys frozen from fentanyl. Well, they just charged the homeowner and the drug dealer with homicide.
Sure.
So all sorts of different caveats to it.
So that charge or the homicide ruling could be because there was drugs in a system. That would be one human to another, like somewhere they're getting these drugs and that would be a homicide. Or somewhere on the body, I mean, beyond the dismembered portions, that there would be some evidence that maybe like a bullet, stab wounds, strangulate. I mean, would there be something there that they would also have triggered that ruling of saying homicide? There'd have to be something very specific, I would think, to make them go, this is a homicide versus undetermined.
Right. Some of the main things that quickly such a determination can be made a lot of times is blunt force trauma. Mm-hmm. And they came out right away and said homicide.
Okay.
Before Celeste's name was ever even mentioned. So they have evidence that they were quickly able to establish it. But I always say also is, believe me, that homicide detective was sitting in the autopsy room as the autopsy was being performed by the ME, trying to get a feel for what are we looking at here, doc?
Yeah.
Accident, homicide, suicide, obviously not suicide, but well, I don't know. Actually had a case, not me in the role of an FBI agent, but me in the role as a contributor, a case where somebody had committed suicide and was found in the trunk. You know, it can happen.
It's an interesting way.
They ruled this a homicide. So I think that is what we're looking for.
Be very interesting to see where that goes.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs. In all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.